This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have a lot to talk about in this hour. Ozzy Osbourne has revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. He's 71 years old. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how sunscreens, which I have been really bothered by all these years when we lather us, you know, with all those creams and chemicals and compounds, they say they could leach up to 360 times more toxic chemicals into your blood, maybe even cause liver disease, kidney disease. And so, you know, we might want to kind of rethink how we protect ourselves with the sun. But what we need to talk about today is Chinese restaurant syndrome, which, by the way, I've never noticed MSG issues or issues eating Chinese food. I love Chinese food. I used to not, because I was a very, very picky eater. I couldn't eat Mexican food. I couldn't eat Chinese food. I was very, very picky on what I ate. And then all of a sudden, I found like pepper chicken I like, or beef and broccoli. I'm like, okay, this is good. And so I love eating Chinese food. Pretty salty sometimes, but it's really, really, it's, to me, very, very tasty. And in the 60s, I guess they came up with this syndrome that's still in the dictionary, where somebody could get sick after eating at a Chinese restaurant because of MSG. And the symptoms include like headache and flushing and breathing difficulty, chest pain, nausea, with the flushing, your face gets flushing, a rapid heart rate, feeling like malaise, feeling bad. Sometimes you could have sweating, you could have swelling. So it's this whole conglomerate of symptoms that they blame on MSG. And MSG is a food additive. In fact, I think MSG is naturally occurring. And then we use it in certain food preparations, and Chinese restaurants in the 60s had been discovered to notoriously use this. So they came up with a syndrome called Chinese restaurant syndrome, where it's an illness where you get these attacks of weakness, numbness, palpitations, headaches, attributed to overconsumption of monosodium glutamate, or MSG. Well, when I was in medical school, I remember asking about this. So that was in the 90s. And they were like, we don't really know about the proof. You know, for some people it bothers them, for some people it doesn't. So I thought in the 90s we already kind of put that to rest. And we were like, there's really no Chinese restaurant syndrome. You know, there's really no MSG poisoning. But apparently we're being told that this is still rampant. It's, if you look up Chinese restaurant syndrome, there it is in the dictionary. And people are thinking it's xenophobic or racist to be saying that there's a Chinese restaurant syndrome. So when are we going to kind of, you know, clear the slate here? This is my guess. My guess is the reason why it's still out there, because I still hear from people saying, oh, you know, I went out to eat and I got MSG. I'm like, how did you know you got MSG? Oh, because I felt flushed, and I felt feverish, and I felt this and that. And I'm like, you know, well, you're 52. Could it have been a hot flash? Oh, no. I still got my periods. I go, let me check you for menopause. That might not have been MSG. But I wouldn't be surprised if you do have some people out there that do react to food additives. You know, I told you guys about my onion issue. I love onions. I could eat onions like they're candy. I love onions. But all of a sudden, overnight, I grew an intolerance to them. And I get pretty sick if I eat onions. I don't care. I'll take Beano to help prevent it. I really love onions. But there are certain foods and certain enzymes and certain things that just don't jive with my system. But I really kind of find this idea of it being limited to one restaurant. I was under the impression that MSG affected a whole bunch of... I thought MSG was a food additive in a bunch of them. And, you know, we kind of in America have this, you know, competitive little economy war with, you know, China. Going, okay, well, don't buy anything from China and don't trust anything from China and China's this. And, you know, we're, you know, in the 80s it was Russia, you know, in the 40s and of the 40s it was Germany and before then. And, you know, now it's all about China, you know, it's, and, you know, so I could see why somebody wants to say, okay, guys, let's put this to rest. We got the science. So this is my recommendation to you all. If you get sick or you don't feel well from eating something, don't eat it. Okay? I you know, don't have to call the name. You don't have to lump a whole country, right, and a whole food industry into it. Here's my thing with Chinese food. I like having little, I like eating my food not on a plate. I don't like plates. I like eating with my hands, and I like eating from bowls. It's like my favorite dish next to prime rib is having a bowl of arroz con pollo where I got my Spanish rice, my thigh meat, and my cheese, and I could just eat it like it's cereal in a bowl. And Chinese restaurants give you, like when you order to go, those little square cubic packages. But here's the problem. Mine always leak. And then I can't eat them, and then I have to put it in a bowl. And once I put it in a bowl or a plate, it doesn't taste better. It just doesn't. And it's like plate food doesn't taste as good as eating something out of a bowl. In fact, if I could put steak in a bowl, it would taste better. Chocolate cake in a bowl. I just like bowl food. I don't know. That's just me. So anyway, we have to put that to rest. When we come back, we're going to be talking about sunscreen and how I remember years ago, I was on Fox 5 talking about the oxybenzone and how sometimes some of these chemicals, when you put them on the screen, could actually worsen your risk of cancer by helping the sun and the UV rays alter your DNA. Well, now we have a study that apparently we are absorbing more chemicals than the FDA's threshold of 0.5 nanograms per milliliter allows. And this threshold persists over, they say, 22 days after the application. So, you know, one chemical was, I think, about 180 nanograms per milliliter. So I think we need to talk about what we're putting on our bodies and what's the best way to avoid skin cancer. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who is working the dial. So I see parents want to protect their kids. God bless them, you know, for wanting to do that. Their heart's in the right place. And I see them just lather their kids every ounce of skin they could see with big, white, thick cream. And that's always bothered me. I've talked to you guys about that. But I'm not one to talk because I've already had some pre-malignant skin issues. I'm very fair. And so I don't want to tell you guys the wrong thing. Have you not protect yourself? And then, unfortunately, you know, get skin cancer. What I've been doing is using like long sleeve shirts. I will put a little bit of sunscreen on my face, on my legs, but then I will wear long water shirts. And so you know, I try to protect myself from the sun. And so this study, though, looks at the main ingredients in sunscreens and lotions, and I'll review how they work. And investigators from the FDA found that all of the chemicals had higher concentrations in the blood than the FDA's threshold. One of the ingredients had a concentration that was 360 times greater than what was recommended by the agency. The FDA and American Academy of Dermatology stresses that these chemicals are safe, but several reports have linked them to hormone disruption, like affecting your endocrine function, fertility, things, metabolism, and liver and kidney failure. The team stresses that the findings do not mean that the public should stop using sunblock, but that more research is needed to determine the effects of these in the blood. So sunscreens usually have avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, homosalate, octisalate, and octinoxate. And these ingredients have been kind of under scrutiny because in 2012, the Environmental Working Group released a report recommending that sunscreens be free of oxybenzone because oxybenzone could cause cell damage. So I usually use zinc oxide only. After that, and I helped Local Fox 5 cover that piece, I'm like, you know what, I'm just not going to buy sunscreen with oxybenzone. Then a 2017 study found that octocrylene caused DNA damage in various aquatic animals. Another study conducted that same year found that avobenzone can turn toxic when exposed to chlorine and potentially lead to kidney and liver dysfunction. So in this particular study, it was published in the journal American Medical Association. The team recruited 48 volunteers for a period of 21 days. They were given one of four commercially available sunscreens and told to apply it once a day, and four times a day on days two through four. Oh, I get it. Okay. Apply it once on day one and then four times a day on day two through four. Blood samples were then collected multiple times across the 21-day period. Researchers found that all of the chemicals have concentrations greater than 0.5 nanograms per milliliter, which is above the FDA, which is above the FDA threshold. All of the gradients remained above the threshold at day 7. Plasma levels of the homosalate and the oxybenzone continued to remain high even on day 21. And remember, they only used it 4 days. The highest number seen was the plasma concentration for oxybenzone on day 4. That was 180.1 nanograms per milliliter. That's already 360 times greater than the FDA's threshold. So researchers are like, nah, keep using the sunscreen, but we need more safety standards. There was another study looking at the systemic absorption of chemical sunscreens. So how do these sunscreens work? Okay, so basically, a sunscreen protects your skin by using chemicals to either disperse the UV rays that hit you or to absorb them. You have inorganic compounds like titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. They will scatter the UV rays. I seem to like that better. But then you have organic compounds like PABA and oxybenzone that will try and absorb the UV rays so they don't damage the skin. But the concern is that if they're absorbing them, you could still get changes in the DNA. Now, people always ask, what's the difference between UVA and UVB rays? So UVA rays penetrate deeply into both the epidermis and the dermis. So UVA... UVA means goes all the way. That's how I remember. So it goes deep into the first layer of the skin and then the lower layer. They could cause aging, wrinkles, and skin cancer. UVB are shorter. They affect the epidermis, but they cause burns. The UVB rays are the ones that cause sunburns, and they can also cause skin cancer. So when somebody says this protects against UVA, you also need UVB protection, vice versa. So UVA goes all the way, UVB burns. Now, then there's UVC, which I think just goes back out to the atmosphere. So I say, see ya. You know, we don't really have to worry about UVC from what I understand. So UVB causes burning, UVA causes aging. It goes all the way. Now, people get very confused by the sun protection factor. They go, should they get a sunblock 10, a sunblock 100, what does that mean? Well, the SPF is your sun protection factor. The higher the SPF, technically, the less the sun photons enter the skin and cause damage. The SPF, though, is measured based on UVB because they look at how the skin burns. Remember, UVB is burning, UVA is going all the way or aging the skin. So in order to figure out the SPF, they're really only looking at UVB rays. And what you do is you multiply the SPF factor by how long it takes for your skin to burn. So let's say if your skin usually burns within 10 minutes. So if I go out in the sun and I'll get a sunburn in 10 minutes. If I buy an SPF 30, you multiply the two. You multiply the 30 and the 10. And then it means I shouldn't get burned until 300 minutes have lapsed. Now, I don't buy that. You know, let's say it takes you 20 minutes to get a sunburn. And you take a UVB of 50. 20 times 50 is 1,000. That means 1,000 minutes can go by without you getting burned if you have that sunscreen on you. Now, some of you will say, honestly, yeah, I didn't really get burned. Okay. But it's just, I just don't see that being the case. 300 minutes means 5 hours. For somebody like me that burns in 10 minutes, I cannot be out in the sun with one application of sunscreen and last the 5 hours. Remember, you sweat. Your body also, I don't know if you notice it, but sometimes when you have these lotions, your body kind of sweats it off. Your body doesn't want stuff on the face. I think there's a mechanism, and you got, you know, inflammatory cells that kind of recruit and try to get the stuff off. And then, of course, you swim, things like that. And then many times you don't even put on the proper amount. So some people say, well, look, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play it safe. So rather than SPF 15, I'm going to do SPF 30, and I will double my protection. Not really. It doesn't really work that way. Your SPF 15 blocks about 93% of the UVB rays. If you double it to SPF 30, it only goes up to 97%. If you go up to SPF 50, it blocks 98%. We really don't have like a 100%. But it does block photons from entering the skin. But you need an SPF that will not only protect burning, or not so much an SPF. You need a sunscreen or a sunblock that will protect against UVA and UVB. And you have to actually apply it correctly. Most of us apply it unevenly. We get our arms really good, the front of the arms. We get the front of our thighs. We fatigue by the time we get to our calves. We maybe splotch some on our feet. And then when it comes to our back, we're like, well, whatever we could reach. Lotion needs to be applied at an amount of 2 milligrams per centimeter square of skin, or 1 teaspoon per body part. The chest is a body part, the arm, the leg, the face, and the neck. So per 2 centimeter square, you need to apply 2 milligrams. It's basically, you're going to be putting probably for your body an average of 10 to 15 teaspoons. Well, this doesn't even include back. It should be applied 15 minutes prior to going out into the sun. A lot of us, we go, oh, don't go outside. Let me put it on. Then they run out. And it needs to be reapplied every 2 hours. So in order for you to get that 300 minutes of protection with a 30 SPF, you need to apply it every 2 hours. So 1 teaspoon per body part. That's kind of how we have to do it. It's a lot. So my recommendation is, I understand we want to tan, we want to look good, we want to have some color, we want to get our vitamin D. I'd recommend talking to your doctor, find out how much at risk you might be at skin cancer and what they recommend. I recommend a small body part getting some of the sun, getting your vitamin D, and then try to protect others with clothes and hats. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's legal team will soon resume their opening arguments in the president's Senate impeachment trial. This, as Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney says, it's becoming increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to testify at the trial.
It's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution but also the defense.
The FBI is helping process the scene of the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people. It happened yesterday afternoon in California. The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency in the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the singer Ozzy Osbourne has now revealed to Good Morning America that he has Parkinson's. He is 71 years old. He is known as the Prince of Darkness. He's got these, you know, antics on stage, and I think in Little Nicky he ate a rat. I ate a bat. I never really watched a lot of his shows. I don't know if he ever ate a bat in the past, but very, very talented man. And he opened up about his current health. And in an interview with Robin Roberts for Good Morning America, the legendary rocker was with his children and wife and manager, Sharon Osbourne, and they kind of revealed that he had a fall and then was diagnosed with Parkinson's. She said, "It's been terribly challenging for all of us." Oh, he said this. He said, "I did my last show New Year's Eve at the Forum. Then I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves. To complicate the matters further, he was then diagnosed with Parkinson's." Now, Parkinson's, we'll talk about, is a neurodegenerative disorder that progresses slowly in most people. No cure. Robin Williams had it. Other stars have had it. We'll talk about that. And Sharon said it's Parkinson's too. There are so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in the body. And it's, she said, it's like you have a good day, and then a really bad day. So Ozzy Osbourne had to postpone his world tour, remained largely secluded while he recovered at home. He is on the mend. He's on Parkinson's medication. He's taking, quote-unquote, nerve pills. He said, "I got a numbness down this arm for the surgery. My legs keep going cold. I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what, you know," he says, "but that's the problem. Because they cut nerves when they did the surgery, I'd never heard of nerve pain, and it's a weird feeling." Now, he had, I believe he had been asked if he had Parkinson's a while back, and he had denied it. But now he's letting people know that, yes, I have been diagnosed with it. So what is Parkinson's? And I believe he will do fine. So Parkinson's is one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders. I think it's second to Alzheimer's. And it is the most common movement disorder. It affects about 1% of the world's population over age 60. In the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. Again, an underestimation if we don't have people coming forward and getting diagnosed. So it affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra. And the substantia nigra alters balance and movement by affecting the dopamine-producing cells. You need dopamine. And so people with Parkinson's may have bad balance. It was actually first described in 1817 by James Parkinson. I actually met a distant relative of Parkinson last year, and really, really nice guy. But I guess his great-great-great-great uncle, James Parkinson, diagnosed some people with a shaking palsy where people would have this tremor. And so they would notice it in older individuals, but they wouldn't be able to, didn't really figure out why until they could, study the brain. So somebody with Parkinson's has stiffness and rigidity, poor balance, a tremor at rest, and the tremor looks like a pill rolling tremor. So it looks like they're playing with a pill or a poker chip, but we call it a pill rolling, where it looks like they're rolling the pill in their fingers. And that, it's not completely diagnostic, of course, but it causes you to go, oh, okay, they may have an issue with their substantia nigra. Many times they have slow movement. Many times they can't move. They have these shuffling steps. Their gait, their walk looks very guarded because they don't want to fall. Also, their face seems to be very kind of stiff and rigid. I almost wonder if Fred on I Love Lucy might have had it. I need to look it up. I forget his name. But you would see his tremor, and he had kind of a straight face. He didn't have a lot of facial expressions. And people with Parkinson's, I learned in medical school, can sometimes be fantastic comedians because they could say the joke with a straight face. And it's not, comedic talent. It's they just don't have as many facial movements. They start getting stiff. Later, many of these patients can develop depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, erectile dysfunction, pneumonia, fractures because if they fall, hallucinations, delusions, dementia. So who's at risk for it? Well, it could be idiopathic, where we don't know why you get it. Some cases are genetic, but there's been a bunch of genes that have been associated with it. The average age of onset is 60. So even though Ozzy Osbourne came out with it now at age 71, There's a chance he could have had it a while back. Like I said, people have been asking him about his health for a while. We have seen earlier cases. Michael J. Fox had an earlier onset of Parkinson's, much more severe. If you get it before the age of 20, it's known as juvenile onset. We see men more appear than women. If you've had a history of head trauma, exposure to herbicides, pesticides, that could also cause it. We've had rumors that people who smoke seem less likely to get it. There has been some studies looking at that. Please, for the love of the Lord, don't start smoking to avoid Parkinson's. The jury's not out. So how quickly do the symptoms progress? You know, we heard that Robin Williams killed himself because of him having Parkinson's. I don't know how truthful that is. Many times, it takes a while. It could take decades. Others, depending on when you're diagnosed, could be more advanced. So when she said, when Sharon Osbourne said he had Parkinson's too, I don't know if she's talking about a second type of Parkinson's or if she's talking about stage two. Stage one is where you have maybe some mild symptoms on one side of the body, maybe a little tremor, some rigidity, you're a little clumsy, maybe part of your face is affected, you know, bothering some of, you know, affecting your expression. Stage two is where you start getting on both sides of the body. You start losing facial expression. You might not blink as much. You may have some issues with speech. And you're starting to get more rigid in your trunk area. Stage three is now mid-stage. So now we're past early, where you have loss of balance. You're starting to be slow with movement. You could fall. You could be unable to make certain adjustments that you need to move. And then, of course, the decreased blinking, speech issues, tremor. Stage four is severe. You're pretty disabling. You really can't walk or stand without getting help. You're noticeably incapacitated. The other stages, well, you might not be able to see it from the outside. Family members will know. By stage four, anybody can tell. And these people cannot live independently. They need assistance. Stage five, very severe. You can't even get up. You'll fall when you turn. You might have hallucinations. You might have delusions, and those are very severe. So what do we do? Well, we treat you with levodopa. We try to convert, it converts the dopamine in the brain to help replace the deficient hormone. There's also carbidopa or Sinemet. That, if you give it with levodopa, prevents the levodopa from being broken down before it even gets to the brain. You have dopamine agonists that kind of mimic dopamine. We have MAO inhibitors, which kind of block the enzyme MAOB, which breaks down dopamine, because you really need your dopamine. There's also COMT inhibitors, amantadine, anticholinergics. We treat your depression. We treat your anxiety. We do deep brain stimulation. We do physical, occupational therapy. There's even stem cell therapy. So famous people diagnosed with Parkinson's, like Michael J. Fox, Janet Reno had it. Also very famous, Muhammad Ali, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt. Pope John Paul II had Parkinson's. They say Peanuts creator Charles Schulz had it, Reverend Jesse Jackson, even Neil Diamond. And get this, they've even thought that Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's as well. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
All right, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of you are confused about what's happening with the Supreme Court and Obamacare. I'm confused too, okay? And I think, if I could break this down, let me see. There, when we go back to the constitutionality of Obamacare or the ACA, it was unconstitutional in its form. Back in 2000, I forget when the ruling was. I believe originally, I think 2012, when it first got sent to the Supreme Court. But Chief Justice John Roberts said, if we call the mandate and the penalty a tax, it's kosher. We can make it constitutional. So apparently he red-lettered, or, you know, helped proofread, and edited, and allowed Obama a win by going, all right, don't mandate or make it a penalty. That is unconstitutional. Make it a tax, and you're good. So when Trump came in saying, no, we're not going to tax you guys on that. That's ridiculous. It's going to hurt the economy. We're going to try to improve the economy. No. We're not going to do the mandate. Now, it really kind of lost its constitutionality. So in the lower courts, there's been some back and forth. And the Democrats want the Supreme Court to look at the latest legal challenge to allow Obamacare to still be considered constitutional. And what happened today is the Supreme Court said, nah, we're not, why the rush? Why do we have to fast track this? So Politico.com says that the Supreme Court today rejected Democrats' plea to consider a high-stakes legal challenge that could kill Obamacare, punting a resolution in the politically fraught case until after the presidential election. And I kind of have to agree with this. You know, they already got kind of a lot on their plate. We don't know what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They, you know, for them to fast-track something when, you know, there's a normal process and the law has already been reviewed and ruled on before, I get that now there's this new technicality. They're like, why are we rushing it? So this decision does deal a blow to the Democrats' hopes to elevate the issue in 2020. But it is a relief to President Donald Trump and Republicans who have been wary of the lawsuit's potential to scramble their election hopes. I really don't see how. But apparently a coalition of blue states and the House of Representatives are defending the Affordable Care Act of the lawsuit. And they have pressed the Supreme Court to intervene after a federal appeals court last month refused to rule on the law's constitutionality and threw it back to a federal judge in Texas who had earlier issued a ruling that knocked out the entire law. It's not constitutional anymore. There's no tax, so you can't really mandate people. You can't fine employers. The tax doesn't exist. Remember, Obama made the tax to allow it to be constitutional. Trump threw out the tax. So now the law isn't constitutional. That could obviously cause a lot of ramifications. Because what happens with Medicaid and all that. Again, it was a stupid bill to have 70,000 things within it. These bills should be one item only. So you could throw the bill out and not have a ripple effect, but that's not how politicians do it. You know, they go, if you do this, we're going to lose model airplane funding or whatever the heck they threw into it. And they claim the reason why they have to do that is because there's just too many things that have to be done and ruled on. So if they could combine the bills, they save time. No, it's political, it's politics at its best. So again, the Democrats wanted to defend the Affordable Care Act, bring it back to the Supreme Court, because a federal appeals court did not want to intervene when a federal judge in Texas had said that the entire law is unconstitutional. The court's one-sentence order said the justices would not take up, the case in an unusually rapid order, and it did not rule out full review of the case at a later date. So they'll look at it maybe later, it just doesn't have to be now. So the justices didn't, I think, want it to be involved. Well, I also didn't want, I mean, if you start to now fast track this case, now mind you, it's important. It's going to need some time. I mean, we're talking about the law of the land that may be, you know, that may now sit unconstitutional, again, like it did originally. What, you know, that's kind of a lot, and I can see why they're like, it would just kick the can down the road, and they do that. Just like usually, they'll tell us June 30th their rulings, and then they head out of Dodge. It's like throwing a grenade and running. And then the media have all this stuff to deal with their rulings, and they're gone, and nobody can, you know, that nobody can really say anything. All we have to do is we have the rulings, and that's just it. So the justices, they are saying, sided with the, no, nobody's saying they sided with the Trump administration except the media. They just don't want to do it right now. They oppose an immediate Supreme Court review of the case, arguing that there's really no emergency. The Democrats argue that prolonging uncertainty around Obamacare harms the millions of people who rely on the law for insurance, and it could take years for lower courts to resolve the lawsuit. Now, spokesperson for California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, he's leading the defense of the healthcare law, said Democrats are cautiously optimistic that the Supreme Court will still agree to review the case by next term. Now, that starts in October. And they might. So the outcome means Trump will face less pressure to articulate an Obamacare replacement plan during the campaign. Republicans, remember, couldn't agree on an Obamacare replacement, and you can't. The law was designed that you really can't fix it, or if you mess with it, it like causes a big political explosion, like cutting the red wire. So they don't have a ways to replace it. You promised everybody no pre-existing conditions, Medicaid funding, all sorts of stuff, and to try to now go back, you can't. Meanwhile, a private insurance is like, well, then people are going to pay. Or we're going to raise their deductibles so we don't have to pay now with all these, you know, essential health benefits and things like that. What I'm hearing a lot of private insurance companies have done is you only get two visits a year. You get exactly what Obamacare mandated in one visit. And maybe you get one other visit a year. Well, and if not, you have to pay a big portion. That's, again, that's not health coverage. It's insurance, but it's not coverage. So if the Supreme Court did rule in June that Obamacare is unconstitutional, there is going to be a huge falling out and domino effect and, you know, house of cards fall, collapse, that then Trump and the Republicans have to now deal with before an election. Now, some people will say, well, Trump and the Republicans should have dealt with it year one. They couldn't. They could have passed it. People blame John McCain, but honestly, it was so close that, yeah, it came down to John McCain. Why was it that close? Well, because what they came up with just, you couldn't fix Obamacare. So the lawsuit's lingering threat to Obamacare exposes Trump to attacks that he is still trying to gut the law. And again, people love the fact that they don't have pre-existing condition. But insurance companies are like, well, then nobody's going to buy insurance when they're well. But they're only going to buy it when they're sick. So we're screwed. Democrats leveraged a lawsuit and voters' worries about health coverage to secure gains in the midterms. They were able to get the House majority because, again, they could blame health care issues. And the Republicans have to be very careful because the longer health care stinks, they can't keep blaming Obama. They came in there with a Republican majority. We're supposed to fix health care. You couldn't fix it. Thanks to Sebelius, Pelosi, and Obama. So, we have no idea how this is going to end up, but right now, again, can be kicked down the road. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.